Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, about a week and a half away from the TBT. So to go to TBT, go to Ticketmaster and enter TBT Lou. .com.
Sneaking up on us.
TBT Lou 15. It's not sneaking up on me. I'm counting the minutes, man.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like coming out of 4th of July, it was like, oh, it's right there. You know, oh, media day's there. Oh, we've got the TBT and the Bahamas trip. There's a lot kind of really close to starting to happen. It's going to be great.
It just seems like a long way away, all this stuff. Like, we lie to ourselves. Oh, football's getting close. No, it's not.
I don't know. When Jeff Brohm starts talking, it feels a lot closer. Maybe then it really is, but like at least we're talking about it.
How long goes Derby seem?
Man, it does feel like a while.
That's how far we are from football.
Really?
Pretty much. I mean, 2 months back, what's today, the 9th? So roughly 2 months ago was Derby, and roughly 2 months from now will be football season.
Well,
so.
You know, the thing is, though, I really and truly don't want to rush summer. I love summer. It's the best. You know, to me, it's the best. It's the great. I hate it when we lose our leaves. You know, even though that's a great time of the year for football and stuff,
when we lose our leaves.
I hate it when it's not green.
Yeah.
I hate it when it's gray and not no green.
Yeah, I hate that.
So you know, I'm not taking this for granted. And
I just envision you in the backyard weeping as a leaf falls. No leaf falls without a Blankenbaker tear.
with each leaf, a tear. Poetry.
Yes.
That's pretty funny, man.
We can get back into some of the Jeff Brohm stuff. We'll do trivia here in about a half hour. All right, maybe less than that. The Hawk Tua girl is getting paid a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
You see this? She got to go to a some club. Some club paid her. Dare Nightclub and Daywatch. It's inside the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood. Okay, I know exactly where that is.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, she handed out the bouquet of flowers to the winner of the bikini contest they had there.
All right.
They gave her a little appearance fee. What do you think her appearance fee was?
Ooh, $20,000?
$30,000. So close.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she reportedly, according to TMZ, got 30 grand. Cash in while you can. I tell you, the luckiest person in this whole deal is that dud of a personality she hangs out with.
Oh.
That girl has nothing to offer. I mean,
no.
Nothing. She needs to cut bait with that girl so fast, not even funny.
No, like, she was boring.
Like, the dude interviewing her, like, had to keep asking her the same question. Like, she had nothing. And she gets to pose her and all these things like, man, you are the luckiest girl around because you have nothing to offer.
Right. And as soon as the Hawk Tua girl, Haley, came back, you know, she was like, you know, all of a sudden the video got instantly better. You know, and you know, it's just, you know, strike of lightning. Lightning bolt comes down from above and says, you're a star.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened to Haley. And, you know, if you're Hawk Tua and you're doing public events,
yeah,
do you have free license to just spit on the crowd? Like, can you just
see? It seems like she's not embracing this enough. That she's like wants to be known for something else. I don't know.
Nope.
But I got to tell you, man, the reaction when I was at the Kenny Chesney concert of every, I mean, everybody was looking. I mean, Jared's like, don't wear that shirt. I'm like, 100% wearing it. And people were stopping to take pictures with you with it. And I was like, it's the best $12 I've ever spent. You know,
you got it for 12 bucks?
Something like that, 12,
Hawk
13 bucks.
Tua.
Yeah. Well, it says Hawk Tua 24, like a presidential, you know,
I love it.
Partners,
I saw it.
You know,
it's all, it's a good shirt. It's high quality.
No, it's it is a low, low quality shirt. Let me just be clear on that. It's
if you wash it, it might fall apart type thing.
Probably. It's, you know, it's just, it's not exactly form fitting. It's just terrible. But
speaking of,
it says Hawk Tua on it in 2024. I mean, security guards who were walking. I mean, guys backstage with Kenny Chesney were like, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, the Hawk Tua guy filming from backstage that doesn't have all access. Yeah, you got seen. You got seen.
I sure. Got what?
Seen. You were seen. That's why you got kicked out, because you were very visible.
Well, I know. It's because I held the camera up. That's the only reason. That's the only reason. I didn't know that. Didn't know I couldn't do it.
I know. Well, that's okay. Yeah. I mean, you had a great experience, and you probably had a better time out there in the sandbar anyway.
Well, I mean, the thing was, I got to take in, like, two concerts from you know, backstage, literally backstage.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Will you do that in Nashville, do you think, in August?
I don't know if I'm going to go to Nashville in August, but, again, because of the schedules and such, well, I don't know. It's up to the guitar player and Jared.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Jared's probably going to go.
Jared is not as into concerts as I am.
Yeah, but he went to Kansas City to hang out with this dude. And then, you know, if that's his guy and he's there and he doesn't have to fly all the way to Kansas City.
I'm just telling you, that'd be counterintuitive, but that's Jared. Because I think the same thing happened a couple years ago. He went to Dallas with Danny, but he didn't see the concert when they had in Nashville.
So, speaking of shirts, your Hawk Tua shirt, I came across doing laundry. My Kenny Payne won those games shirts.
Oh, boy.
So I came across.
Can you add both of into that? Like, Kenny Payne won, or not both of. How many was it? It was 12.
Right. Yeah. So, what I thought was, because we have the Nolan Smith shirt and the Kenny Payne shirt, should they be in a frame together?
I think you should burn it for the bad juju.
You feel like we should burn the shirts?
I don't know about embracing that. I don't know.
Because the thing is, they're kind of like scalps, because we called it early. You know, like we called it early that this was not going to work out.
So why do we want to hang on to any of that era?
I don't know. There was a thought of what we do with them, because I have the shirt. I obviously can't wear it. You know, it's obviously not a wearable shirt. But I came across, it was deep in the closet, you know, I was doing some cleaning over the weekend, mm-hmm. and I was like, what the heck do you do with this type of shirt?
I don't think you do it. You're not going to wear it. It's not something you want to celebrate. I don't know.
You don't think we should frame it and just keep it in the office or something funny?
No, I don't want it framed. No. Unless there's something to mock it.
Well, that's the thing. It would be a mocking framing. You know, it wouldn't be like a celebratory frame. It would be
The more I think about it, it's bad juju.
To keep it away? You think we should
Should we plant it? You know, if East Kentucky building a building anytime soon for athletics, you can get in there while they're doing the construction and have it, you know, haunt their, new whatever facility.
Do we take it to New Orleans to a voodoo shop and have... And tell the voodoo shop that we believe that this particular garment is cursed.
And we would like it uncursed.
Yes. We would like it to be uncursed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and Mike Lindsay take a trip to New Orleans.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And we go and find the boa constrictor guy that freaks out in the sugar bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so fearful of snakes, and it was the biggest yellow snake I've ever seen in my life. And this dude's just hanging on to it, and it's right there.
That's
how much I wanted to win that football game.
Yeah. My dad said give it to Goodwill. They already gave it to Goodwill. We got it out of Goodwill to get
the
shirt.
Well, that's the Nolan Smith one.
Yeah, the Nolan Smith. Yeah.
The Nolan Smith one we got out of the Goodwill. I paid for it.
We need some suggestions here. What do we do with this? Texas, wear it on April Fool's Day.
No. No, I don't want to put it on my body again. you know? I don't want to wear
it. No, absolutely not.
But there, it feels like an opportunity that if I just discarded, that did we remove the curse that was the Kenny Payne era?
Yeah.
You know, so we got to come up with something. I know Breeze Airlines flies directly down to New Orleans. We could probably make a little weekend out of it, get some shrimp etouffee, you know, redfish and rice.
You can't just go there. Now it's got to be the food that you're going to eat with.
Why would I go to New Orleans and not eat the food?
I don't know, but it's a work trip.
Go to Nashville and not take in country music.
Yeah, this is a work trip. You need to get the, if you're there to get the curse off.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
I mean, that would be the priority.
I think you or do you keep the bad juju and throw it at your enemy somehow?
Yeah, I mean, you could do something like
I mean,
that.
Again, are there any construction projects associated with Kentucky basketball? Or, since you hate Calipari so much, anything going on in Arkansas we need to jinx?
Well, that would be an interesting conundrum. Do I hold it until the Kentucky-Arkansas game? Go to Rupp wearing the shirt.
Oh, then if that's an option. Yeah. The nominee box is closed if that's an option.
Would Eric Wood go with me to the game?
Kenny, sleeveless. Cut it sleeveless. That's the only thing. Yeah, make it sleeveless and wear it to that game.
Oh, that's so funny.
I think Mark is right. Frame it. Might as well have some fun from that time. I don't know, man. I don't want Pat Kelsey's juju being messed up.
Yeah, I don't either. Because there's a lot of really good juju right now with Pat Kelsey and this team. I think we're going to be really
Texture
good.
Texture says, group. Add the team logos for all 12 wins to the shirt. Kenny Payne won those games, and here are all 12 of the logos.
And here are all 12 of them over 2 years.
Now, that's pretty funny.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could put those on the back. Yeah, you could do that on the back.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, there's plenty of space for 12.
Lots of space.
It's not the Stanley Cup.
We're not running out. We're not going to be running out of space.
Yeah. Oh,
I do think that our basketball team is going to be really – I think people are going to be very pleased. I think we're going to have some fun, you know, and I just don't know.
We have no idea. I hope so.
Man.
We have no earthly idea.
I'm getting all the good vibes, man.
Well,
I'm as far in as I can possibly get on basketball without seeing a dribble. Like it really is. I love the way we look on paper.
How'd you get that far in?
Well, hey, you stop it. You settle down.
You said there. It. Chase and I looked at each other right away.
Listen, I couldn't be more bought in to the program.
There you go.
Than I probably could be at the moment because I just it's entirely opposite. I feel really good about the direction of the programs, the attitudes of the kids, and I'm able to see some stuff because Louisville put it out.
Yeah, I like the behind the scenes, you know, the stuff. The what was the name of the series?
The Cardinal Confidential. Is that
something like that?
Cardinal Companion.
Cardinal Commitment.
Commitment. Right.
Yeah. I love those. You can give me those anytime you want.
So
wait, do we know what they were trying to do with the other video? I mean, everybody seems to have a different theory on what they were playing off of
It was Endgame. It was Avengers Endgame when they're trying.
Well, what was the
traveling.
Daft Punk or something?
Well, they don't have the actual, like, you know, Avengers time travel suit.
Well, I know, but so it was, but the Daft Punk is not, isn't that something entirely different?
Yeah, Daft Punk, I think, is the helmet that they probably used, but I think that was just a replacement for. You don't know Daft Punk? It's a they're like a band. You know songs from Daft Punk.
No idea. No idea. Gosh. First time seeing this.
Well, you played me a song yesterday that I didn't know, and so now it's surprising. Well,
what's their big hit?
Daft Punk. You know, I'm terrible at song names. I'm absolutely horrendous.
Like you don't know them when they sing. I don't know.
Well, I don't know song names. But if you Google Daft Punk, you'll see the helmet, and it is definitely
One More Time.
Oh. Get Lucky. I think is the name of the song.
Okay,
Daft Punk.
All right,
that's one of their songs. Sure.
Well, it's one more than you named.
Yeah. No, it is. It's great.
I mean, like that's one song,
and they're Parisian, and it's like house music, electric.
All right, here. I guess I've got something up.
But you see the helmet, right? Like you see a photo, the helmet. There's two guys.
You can't hear this, can you?
No.
Why can't you hear us over? That's weird.
Anything that you play, I cannot hear.
Okay. All right. Okay. I know that. Okay. I get that. But I still don't see the. Okay. I guess I kind of see the connect. I don't know. I just didn't know exactly what was trying to land there. So
I think that helmet was used because they don't have like the Avengers helmet. you know, from like the movie.
Well, yeah.
But if you watch that and you watch Avengers Endgame and you just go through the time,
I mean, I thought it was Iron Man. Yeah, I mean, I was pretty sure that was an Iron Man. You know.
Yeah. So you know, but people can interpret it however they want to. The thing.
Well, it works if you know exactly what they're trying to do. It works better.
Right. My man up in Michigan ain't gonna do that clip.
Who?
You know the FAU coach. What's his name?
Oh, Dusty May.
Dusty May. Yeah. Dusty May not gonna do that. Dusty May, he didn't do his research. He thought he was going to take his guy from FAU up to Michigan and actually get him into school. So, good luck up there in Ann Arbor, buddy. Enjoy
what is
that.
I don't know what story that is. You're flying by like everybody.
So his best player at FAU, guard, Chase may be able to come up with his name.
Right.
John L. Davis.
There it is. John L. Davis. He wanted committed to Michigan to transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michigan, famously, can't get players into school. Like Juwan Howard couldn't get at least three different players into school, and then they fired him for lack of performance. Well, same thing happened to Dusty May. But Dusty May's not doing that video. Mr. Boring isn't going to do that video. So, like, he has the personality of a marble. Like, it's just there's no edge to it at all. Pat Kelsey has a freaking edge. He's got a personality. We're going to be good. I can't wait. This guy was custom made for our fan base, man. I'm telling you. If he wins, this is going to be epic, man. Because he connects. And I'm pumped.
And you got to win. Like, all that works if you win.
Yes. If he wins, this is going to work.
If not, it's cringe.
Right. Right. You know, because like Chris Mack,
I think it'll work too, but if you don't, this is cringe.
So, well, sure. Absolutely. No, I agree with you. I mean, but we're not going to lose. We're going to win. I feel really good about that. Like,
Strebel makes fun of it, the more fun it would be to win.
Right. Well, every time Strebel makes fun of it, Mark Pope comes out and does something even more corny. Okay?
Like, what's he done?
He did something yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, that everybody was like, oh, like face palm type stuff. But, like, he's doing it for your fan base. He's doing that for UK. Louisville made this for Louisville. We're not making it to make Kentucky fans jealous or happy. We're doing it for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're having fun. Why can't we have fun? Let us have some fun before we die.
Well, I think we'll... I didn't think it particularly worked, but I loved the effort. Like, I love first of all, the editing of it's unbelievable. The video quality is second to none. But, you know, the fact that you have a coach willing to put himself out there like this, you know, and you have other people, like, I like that.
Right.
That part, I absolutely, you know, think is great. It's a change. And so even if it wasn't, you know, award-winning and not everybody got it, people thought it was hey, at least you did it, you know?
Right. And Dusty May wouldn't have done it. You know,
I don't even care about Dusty May. He's like not even a thought in my head. Like, I don't.
Well, I mean,
care
we're going
him.
Through the whole thing, but like Chris Mack, for example, Chris Mack did some of that stuff, but he was a really bad personality fit for our town. You know, like
he could have been a great one if he'd allowed everybody to see his personality, I think. But anyway.
Yeah, but he just would, for whatever reason, wouldn't allow people to connect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he wanted it to be Xavier, and he probably, you know, wishes he had stayed, and that's totally fine. Like, you know, I totally understand that. But, like, you know, if he had won, it would have been cool and fun, and we probably would have never really kind of recaptured any sort of magic because the personality just was there. Pat Kelsey has the potential for the personality, if the basketball is good, for us to have an amazing relationship. Mm-hmm. So I am really pumped about this in a major way. So let's roll, baby. I'm in. I tell you, I'm as bought in as I can pop. All my chips are in. Before I even see a basket, my chips are in.
I think he's going to be great. I've put my money there to help with it. But also, I'm going to be cautiously optimistic. I've got to see now. I'll jump in real fast when I see him play and look, and if the games are anything like, you know, these videos where they clearly have a plan, they clearly have a philosophy, then it's going to be even better. So
in the Bahamas, are we playing Canada? Are we playing like a Canadian team in the Bahamas
or
something like that?
I don't know.
I saw somebody, I can't remember off the top of my head, but like we're playing, there's like a Baja Mar series, and there's like a number of teams down there, and they brought in some different teams to kind of play the college team. So I think you'll have some legitimate, you know, competition down there. I don't think you'll be playing the Bus Boys.
I think you get some. You never know what you get down there, it seems to me. I mean, it's like, it's just some years there's good teams, some years Not as much. You've got July 30th, game one versus the Bahamas, game two versus University of Calgary Dinos. What the
hell is that? Okay. Calgary. I mean, you're not playing the Bellhops, you know what I mean? It may not be St. John's, but it's, you know, it's an organized team. So,
All right, we'll continue along here. 267-968. We got trivia brought to you by Louisville Furniture on the other side. So we'll do that here momentarily. Of course, don't forget my friends over at the Huffman Auto Group. When it comes time to buy a car, Huffman Auto Group. I bought two straight cars from the Acura at Oxmoor. The Acura, I just think your money goes further in the Acura line than it does anywhere else. And if you want to try it out, go over there and talk to Arthur Galitsky and Mike Stack and all the guys over there. And particularly if you're looking for an SUV, at that point, I don't think it's close. How much better the Acura, and how much it's just, you get more car. It looks better. It's a better mousetrap. So it's Neil Huffman's Acura at Oxmoor. It's online, acuraatoxmoor.com or neilhuffman.com. Remember, Huffman has it.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy. So we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Hey, TBT starts in a week and a half, week from Saturday. Go to use promo code TBTLOU15. You'll get 15% off of tickets to that. Okay, so here's what you don't know, Mark. We have the entire Holy Cross coaching staff here in studio. Well, not all of them.
Wow.
Just head coach Mark Lieberman, assistant coach Steve Rummage.
All right.
He likes to be called associate head coach at this point.
Oh, associate?
I prefer it, but it's okay. and listen, just keep your ears to the streets, because where it is, we might have a big additions or some coming. So it's going to be
fun. Never know.
You never know what happens.
Who can say?
Diener's joined the coaching staff? What's going on?
We tried to get Diener to join as like a GM.
I can't do
He's
it.
He's a friend of the program.
Booster. Yeah.
Friends of the cross.
Yeah. Actually, that has a ring to it.
Yeah, Drew Diener.
Friends of the cross. Yeah. It could work.
So, guys, you know, it's funny. Like, people are like, oh, TBD should do this. They should do that. A year ago, you were the one making a lot of this happen behind the scenes. You must laugh. People go, oh, well, they should just get that guy to join the team, because it takes a little hoops to jump
it
through.
It is so many hoops. And you were with me last year as you're going through that. There's, even from a professional standpoint, making sure with their agents, if they're going to play overseas, that's an issue. If they're playing summer league, there are so many things that you have to deal with to get these guys to be eligible to play as mm-hmm. well. And then there's a deadline, and there's a lot of things that the TBT like holds you to a fire with. So mm-hmm. it's not easy, but we were able to get it done, and so you can get some late additions as well. So we'll see what the final roster looks like.
I tried
like.
To get Reese to talk crap about you the other day on the air, and he just would not. He was like, listen, after doing this, he said, and then going back and looking what Coach Lieberman did last year, he's like, it was
with
incredible.
No, yeah, making it up as you go.
Yeah, and look, he took a knee to you. He was like, man, he's amazing.
He's going to do great. He's going to do great. And obviously, trying to build a program that we're doing right now, and mm-hmm. it was so time consuming. You guys know what it took, and that was the first year and the unknowns. Mm-hmm. I was in a constant state of just worry of just how mm-hmm. the product was going to look. Mm-hmm. What you just never knew, and luckily it was great. And now I think it's going to be something that's a tradition for years to come.
So it's on the calendar in the summer. It's great.
It's showing in the ticket sales.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's the issue right now with Kentucky and Louisville. Louisville's so far ahead of Kentucky, and even taking my rivalry glasses off right now, I'm saying what's already, it's kind of a tradition for us now. Like,
yeah,
they're just
they don't know into it.
Yeah, yeah. I think they won't have trouble after this. But
yeah,
I mean, for us, you did it once, and it was like, that's incredible. But yeah, if that one don't succeed the way it did,
absolutely,
then, you know, I mean, imagine not if you could have hit a basket in the last 12 minutes of a game.
And the guy...
I told you this, and you used this against me.
You're helpless as a coach, and you used that against me on the air, Steve.
I know. I'm sorry.
Also, never forget, you had a timeout in your pocket and saved it. I was like, he's got a timeout left?
Well, we used it.
Drew up the play? And, yeah, I mean, in the Elam inning, he got it right to Anawaku. The changing of the shoes, that's the bad juju. I think that was the bad juju.
It just, there's, again, you're helpless with certain things as a coach that you just... You hope
Chris
it goes
Jones
in.
Be pretty good on their team this time.
Hey, last year he kicked our butt, and then after the game he came over to me and it's like, Coach, I want to play next year, and I'm like, you're good enough for sure.
Yeah.
He's got that toughness, and the way it's officiated, the way it's played,
it's built
he's
for
the
him.
Perfect.
I was
going to
say,
that.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely. So yeah, tweet yesterday was that the Ville team has sold over 3,600 tickets for their first round game. That alone would be 18th all time in a single game. That's, you know, 2 weeks in advance.
And number one's only like seven. So, like, well, I say only seven, but I mean, it's not like it's an unreachable, you know, 20,000 thing. I mean, we're already almost at 4,000.
Yeah.
So let's we got trivia. We got trivia right now. So it's brought to you by Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com.
Ambiance
and other stuff. Yeah, all that. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So my trivia cards have disappeared on me. So is me, James.
Oh no, what happened? Combined.
What happened to Lee? Where's Lee?
Lee's on sabbatical right now.
Okay.
41 states are home to at least one active FBS program. Which of the states has the highest number at 12?
FBS program.
California, or Florida. It's one of the three.
Right? FBS?
Yeah,
FBS.
Yeah, so
FCS does not count.
Yeah. Say California.
I would think, because you've got, I mean, let's go. If 12 of them, Stanford, Cal, USC, UCLA.
San Diego State.
I think Florida has seven.
San Diego State. Right.
Now it's getting slim pickings.
I think Texas. I don't know. Texas might be a sleeper on that one.
Yeah, you're right. Texas, Texas A&M, TCU,
UTEP,
Baylor,
UTEP, Rice,
UTEP,
SMU.
I mean, gosh,
are we forgetting?
North Texas.
Is that?
Yeah.
We're missing some California schools, though.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we probably are.
You got Fresno. You've got Stanford, Cal. You've got...
San Diego State.
San Diego State, UCLA, and USC. What else you got?
That's odd.
Now, do we do, like, Family Feud, no matter what? If I don't agree with the answer, I still clap and say, good answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm leaning Texas.
Texas.
Or Florida's got, I mean,
Florida's got seven, I think.
Yeah.
You've got Florida State, Florida, FAU, FIU, UCF, USF.
Yeah.
FIU? Did you say FIU?
FIU. Not FAU. Are they a football?
They both have them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. They do.
That's where
FIU.
Lane Kiffin was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's it.
I mean, is schools like, it's like San Francisco and some of them FBS, or are they?
No. FBS, okay. They have to have football program.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Is there some obscure? Those are the biggest ones.
Yeah. Unless it's just another school like a Carolina or something that we just.
No, I think we know it's one of the big three. But I'll clap for Texas. I'll clap for
Mark?
Texas.
I think it's Texas.
There you go. All right. Who we forget? Are there much schools in there? I don't know. In the list? No.
No, I don't have the list of the schools. But here we go. James, this is James' favorite question. What day did the FCC approve the final purchase of WDRD AM 680, officially becoming ESPN 680 Louisville, paving the way for the greatest sports talk run in Louisville metro history?
All right, time out. What was the first call letter, did you say? You said, read the question again. So
What day did the FCC approve the final purchase of WDRD AM 680?
It was DRD, okay, because it was Disney Radio. That's what it stood for. So, would they approve it, or when we go on the air? So, when they approve, I'm guessing
what
it was
day did
today.
They approve it?
I'm guessing it was today. It's not
I have no idea.
It was February 2nd, 2011.
So all right, there you go.
What did he say?
That was John Salzman. Yeah. That's from his Twitter.
That sounds right.
So. It does.
The Trailblazers had the longest streak of consecutive sold-out home games within the Big Four American Sports League until what MLB team surpassed them in 2013?
Wow, an MLB team surpassed it in 2013. I mean, Yankees?
You think that, but they're kind of fickle, the Yankee fans, as far as, like, if there's, like, a Detroit game in, like, the afternoon, it's not going to be the same.
I'm trying to think. Dodgers?
In 2013.
Who was... 2013.
Cheating over there?
No, sorry. Okay. No,
I was recruiting.
I was trying to...
That's well played.
I was trying to promote you, of all people. Thanks.
Let's see.
MLB team, that's the part that threw me off. MLB team sold out a bunch.
I think it's like a smaller market.
That's what I would think, too. But
what is the
question? Like the Brewers?
Or the Phillies? The Phillies were rolling then, right?
Ah, yeah, 2013.
Okay. They were rolling.
Okay.
My bad.
I don't know. That's, I mean, a long sellout streak in pro sports, you just don't see much anymore.
I thought they would. If you would have said NFL, I'd been like, oh, okay.
Maybe the
like
Braves?
Steelers or Chiefs or something.
I don't know that.
How were they in 13?
Is it not the... Hang on. Is it not the Red Sox?
I don't know. The Royals? Do the Royals? No.
The Red Sox. I mean, I remember the movie... Fever Pitch. It was a big deal, like, to get your tickets, and they can't make any more season tickets. And I don't know. It's probably the Red Sox. I don't know. They have a really small capacity, too, in Boston.
You Googled it. You're at home, so you tell us.
No, I didn't, but I can.
It did sound like a Google. Hey, what about the Red Sox?
No, that could be right, though, because...
I am Googling it now.
They were that range.
I think the Philly fans were going good. Then, man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
All right.
I'm good with either one of those. Yes.
Let's go, Philly.
Damn it.
Google is correct.
Red Sox. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, Google did turn that up now.
Oh, uh-huh.
794 games.
And you referenced Fever Pitch. So that was... Yeah.
You remember that movie. That movie was a good movie.
They sold out 794 professional baseball games in a row. That's like 9 years worth.
Well, that's when they started winning and they won the World Series. So I guess that became the hot ticket.
Wow. Man.
But they had some stars. They had some stars around then, too, though. Yeah. So
the Giants are second with 530 games sold out consecutively, and that was from 2010 to 2017.
Yeah. All right. What else we got?
Who holds the all-time record for single-season strikeouts for U of L baseball?
As a pitcher?
Pitcher.
Right, a pitcher. Blankenbaker?
You know, I would say
Brandon.
Maybe Brennan McKay.
Yeah, Brennan
McKay. Brendan McKay.
I will say it's somebody from recent times that you're going to know.
You know, and then
Bobby Miller.
Bobby Miller, but did he get to finish out his really good year? You know, you know what? I think it is Bobby Miller or Detmers. God.
Ooh, Detmers.
Oh,
Detmers.
Yeah. That might be it. Yeah.
I think Detmers.
That probably is it.
He strikes out a good number of the bigs, too.
Yeah, I would say I'd say it's Detmers, in probably in 2019, Detmers is what I think it is.
Nice. Detmers. Boom, here we go.
On the nose.
Did I get the year right?
Yep, you got the year right as well.
Wow.
Might be our director of ops.
Who had the highest single-season completion percentage in U of L football history?
Red or LaFours, maybe?
Yeah.
LaFours almost broke the record, like Dante Culpepper's record.
But I thought Redmond had, like, the career NCAA.
But not completion percentage. Not percentage-wise. Stephon LaFours in 2004 had one of the most efficient seasons in college football history.
Okay.
Like, there was like Dante Culpepper's record, and I remember going into that Boise State game, they were like, he might break this completion record.
I thought Redmond had the career completion percentage record. But maybe
he's got the most completions, for sure, but not completion percentage. I think it's Stephon LaFours 2004.
Okay. Damn.
Against which AAC team did Russ Smith score his Louisville career high 42 points?
AAC team?
Was it Rutgers in the...
SMU.
No, it was Houston, wasn't it?
SMU, he was throwing up, right?
Yeah, he went nuts in the SMU
game. Did he score 42 in that?
Oh, that's a good point.
I think it was Houston.
Ooh. Okay.
I think it was in the tournament.
I feel like it was in the tournament.
Final.
Who did they... Yeah, I remember they just whooped teams.
Yeah, they just killed them.
Yeah.
That could be right.
There we go.
Houston.
Okay.
I'm going with Houston.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, but Chris Redman completed his college career as the NCAA's Division I career leader in pass completions. Okay, that was it.
Yeah, total, like total number, yeah.
Yep, all right.
Who holds the record for most rushing yards in a game in U of L football history?
Anthony Allen, I think.
Anthony Allen, yeah.
Allen
against Middle Tennessee, yeah.
Anthony Allen.
Yeah, good job. Good answer.
Survey said.
Yeah.
Because that game was the game that we were all like, uh-oh.
Well, that's the
we
thing.
Might not
he never
be good.
Played after that. Yeah. He never played.
But like, wasn't that right off the 73-10 win over Murray? And then he does that record, and all my little friends, because I was out at that time, were like, "Oh, this guy's terrible." I'm like,
"Yeah,
God, the stats don't suggest
that."
But
I know.
You guys were all right.
But that game was right before Kentucky, and it was Cragthorpe's second game, and I remember being in the stands, and we're going back and forth with Middle Tennessee,
fumbling to or not fumbling or intercept.
It was like so. It was like one of the best performances you'll ever see in a game where people were like, "Weird." Terrible. Terrible.
No, you're totally right. And he never gave Anthony Allen the ball after that. He ended up transferring to Georgia Tech. And he stopped.
We got one quick one?
Okay,
What two schools did Jeff Brohm pick Louisville over when
Tennessee
he was coming out of high school?
Yeah, Tennessee and Notre Dame.
Yep.
All
right. Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
All righty then. Well, coaching staff, well, you guys will both be on 93.9
later. We're heading over there.
I'm going there right now. Mm-hmm. A few calls in between. A couple of spider drills.
Yes.
Cool. Some recruiting.
We'll have some chalk talk as well.
All right. Do that. We're Bo and Co. on 680. And that'll do it for us for tomorrow. That's all you're getting today. I'm not closing it out. It's mid-July. Shut up.